From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are few things more authentically Mexican than tequila, the potent liquor we often associate with lime, salt, and a hangover. Like cognac and champagne, tequila is protected under international law. It can only be produced in a certain region of Mexico. But most of it is bottled in the U.S. Now, a plan from the Mexican government seeks to ban that practice. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from the town of Tequila.
Beneath a hot midday sun, white-hatted 46-year-old farmer Ismael Vargas squints and aims his long metal pike at what looks like a humongous pineapple sprouting dozens of long blue-green arms. It's the blue agave plant, whose core, called a piña, is the source of Mexico's tequila. Vargas, a foreman here, rolls an uprooted agave deftly with one foot while slicing off its leaves with his razor-sharp tool. The piñas will be trucked to a nearby plant for cooking and distilling. Some 2,000 men work these fields, owned by tequila giant José Cuervo.
En un día se alcanzan a cosechar de 300 a 350.
Each of us can cut up to 350 agave plants a day, Vargas says. These cores, or piñas, weigh about 50 or 60 pounds. Some reach over 200 pounds. Each of these will yield about 3 bottles of tequila. 83% of it is trucked in bulk out of Mexico to the U.S. for bottling. With tequila now a common item on bar tabs worldwide, the industry wants to bottle the booze where it's produced. It argues tequila's integrity is at stake. Again, Ismael Vargas.
A mí me parece que es buena idea esa, porque de repente...
I think it's a good idea, he says. If it's shipped in bulk as liquid to the States, a lot can happen to it along the way. Someone could dilute it. If it's in bottles already before exporting, nothing can happen to it. Mexico's Tequila Regulatory Commission has filed some 10 cases against tequila bottlers in the U.S. and Europe, accusing them of tampering with the product. But U.S. bottlers say there is no systemic evidence of a quality problem with tequila bottled abroad. They suspect Mexico's proposal is nothing more than a grab for jobs. Peter Cressy heads the American Distilled Spirits Council, which represents the major U.S. bottlers of tequila.
They have raised the issue of the integrity of the product. Believe me, our folks are highly, highly incentivized to ensure the integrity of the product. By far, most of the product, over 90% of the product sold, is in the premium and so-called super premium category. These categories depend upon the authenticity and integrity and the character of those products. And it's true for tequila as it is, say, for scotch or for bourbon.
Cressy points out that tequila sales have nearly doubled in the last 10 years to $2.8 billion annually. He says moving bottling south of the border would disrupt a proven chain of production, distribution, and marketing. At José Cuervo's main distillery in downtown Tequila, huge metal plates crush the cooked agave to extract its sweet, caramel-colored juice. Cuervo spokeswoman Sonia Espinola says controversy over tequila production dates back to the Spanish conquest.
They brought the wine from Europe, and they saw the Indians has a different beverage, pulque, mezcal, a lot of different beverage, and they said, no, you have to drink wine from Europe. José Cuervo obtained this official permission given by the King Charles IV from Spain to produce Pino Mezcal.
The year was 1795, and Mexico has never developed large-scale tequila bottling. If the ban on bottling abroad is approved, the tequila industry will have to spend millions on modern equipment, and most likely on lawyers. Mexico and the U.S. say if they have to, they'll fight for the bottling rights in court. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.